food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
And welcome. You're listening to Financial Survival. This is Pastor Butch Paul filling in for Melody Seastrom for the first 20 minutes. She'll be joining us after the first break. And always today we have our guest, Wendy Wilson, coming up with a very, very interesting topic today on vaccines for the brain. And I'm not making this up. I'm anxious to hear this, so bear with us while I go through the metals and markets, because Wendy has some information for us I think we're all going to be interested in. Gold had a little bit of a downturn day. $9.90 is $1,983.50. Silver is down 15 cents, $24.71. Platinum is down $4 to $1,084. Palladium was up $25 to $14.20. So good day for palladium. Dow was down 280 to $33,250. NASDAQ was up 47, $11,846. S&P was down 20 to 4,051. The FTSE was down 0.04% at 19,207. DAX was down 0.48% to 15,795. Hang Seng was up 0.71% to 19,619. Nikkei was down 0.71% to 28,416. USDX was down 0.40 to 101.46. Oil was down 290 to 74.17. And 10-year yield, folks, was up 0.045 to 3.443%. So there you go. A mixed bag today. A mixed bag, nothing drastic either in either direction, but a mixed bag. So without any further ado, I want to hear Wendy's explanation, Dave, how they're going to make a vaccine, I think, for controlling the thoughts of the brain. And I want to hear about this. Are you there, Wendy?
I'm here, Pastor Butch. Good to be with you and all the listeners.
Good to have you. Good to have you.
Well, you know, it is a kind of an interesting thought. If they could make a vaccine, can they make a vaccine that may control a person's thoughts? Because this notion that a vaccine can be made to control a person's thoughts or feelings is kind of bizarre. And you know what? A few years ago, Pastor Butch, there was a phone video that circulated on a presentation by scientists that they pinpointed the region of the brain that houses conservative thinking, and such individuals were more likely to have a Christian belief. Isn't that interesting that science was looking at that?
Wow.
I think it's interesting.
It is.
So they were entertaining the notion, the option, to develop a vaccine that would tamp down this region of the brain and in order to control certain behaviors. So reports like that make you kind of wonder if science would secretly go that far. I think they might.
I think they would try.
Yeah. Well, so is there going to be a mind control vaccine? Well, is there such a thing as a mind controlling vaccine? If there is, you know, who would be behind it and who would implement it? Now, the journal Science and Tech, they published some historical research in December 2020 on a mind-controlling vaccine by a Spanish neuroscientist. What was really interesting, Pastor Butch, is the reports were published in the early 1900s.
Wow.
The scientist was a 1906 Nobel Prize winner, Santiago Ramon y Cajal. And Santiago was involved in mapping the human brain, and they called it brain architecture back then. And he was working on that from 1888 to 1891. And he was considered the father of neuroscience. I didn't know that. So he was the first to map the neurons, and he described the neurons of the brain as telegraphic threads of thought. I love the ancient description. It's great. So Santiago was also an early pioneer of vaccines, and he invented a chemical vaccine made from dead bacteria for cholera. Now, somewhere during this time of Santiago, a rumor spread that Santiago was working on a vaccine that would control people. So the vaccine was dubbed the Honesty Maker, or the Moral Vaccine, as it was supposed to make people tell the truth. So according to the tale, the vaccine would decriminalize society and create a utopia of moral and ethical people. Now, the National Museum of Natural Sciences in Madrid has on display four books that were published in 1905 on this tale. And these were later known as Spanish science fiction publications, even though most of the public were largely unaware of them. So it was a fictional tale, but they were bumping around this idea in the early 1900s. So there's nothing new under the sun, Pastor Butch, right?
No, there's not, no.
So what was really interesting is that these books were provoked by a moral depravity of the time. The moral vaccine, as they described it in the writing, was described as a success with no crime, vice, greed, dishonesty, etc. But later on, the people wanted an antidote to go back to their sin. And at the time of the publication of these books, there was one vaccine in use, and it was really the smallpox vaccine, as we're all aware of that one. However, there was never a moral vaccine to control behavior of people. It was fake. It was delusional. It was fable. It does, however, highlight the power of suggestion, and people can believe anything. Hey, the COVID serum could be an example.
Yes, it could. Absolutely.
Well, the human brain's pretty complex, and as far as we know, there is really no vaccine that right now can control a person's thoughts or actions. But in May 2008, the Journal of Psychiatric Times published an interesting piece on the human brain and its likelihood that it is hardwired to the creator. So they wanted to answer the question, is the human brain created for spirituality? And a new field of neurotheology was taken off because of this whole question. Here's a quote from the journal. They said, the structure and function of the human brain predisposes us to believe in God. I can't disagree with that. So the research from this field claims that our emotional hub deep inside the brain, called the limbic system, they say is God's biological substrate. They say the limbic system is dotted with God's neurons and God's neurotransmitters. So they did this study, and they're mapping the human brain. And it's been kind of ongoing endeavor to do this mapping thing. So to pinpoint the God center in the brain, scientists use MRI scans of the brain and had volunteers pray or meditate during the scan. And apparently areas of the brain within the limbic structure, that's the hypothalamus, the amygdala, and the hippocampus, they seem to change when people think about God. Isn't that something?
It is.
So they said the brain changes the way it works when we think about God, and it shows up on the scan. This happens if people are happy, depressed, obsessed. Doesn't matter. If you think about God, this area of the brain is activated, and it changes, and scientists have not found a reason for the change in the brain function. Well, there's that wonderful mystery of God going on there. So Ela DeLayo, a PhD, he's a pharmacologist and historical theologian, he says, for the first time in human history, We are beginning to understand spiritual experiences not as something apart from the physical human, but rather bound up within human matter, and that is the matter of the brain. So it is a part of you. Spirituality is a part of you, whereas before they looked at it as something separate. Now, in 2011, a study by the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, we're using MRI scans of, get this, self-described conservative young adults, and they found that they had more gray matter volume in their right amygdala area than their liberal counterparts. So conservatives have bigger brains, Pastor Butch.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They found that the more conservative a person was and their political views, the larger this area of the brain was. So this is a structure in the brain, the temporal lobe, with a main function to format, consolidate, and process memory and positive and negative conditioning or emotional learning. So this area of the brain is bigger if you have conservative type views or political views. So there are several studies on this topic, and they seem to all draw the same conclusion. Your brain matter can really predict your political position.
Wow, so when you call a liberal a pea brain, you're not kidding.
Yeah, right. So this is interesting. The science has been studying areas of the brain that would house conservative and liberal beliefs. So what might this research be used for? Maybe political fundraising and campaigning, perhaps. And what if conservatism were determined to be a threat of some kind? Would the treatments be created to counter it? So we know science has started the conversation on how might a vaccine be used to control thoughts and behavior. Could science declare conservatism a disease or a socioeconomic threat to national security? It does sound crazy. Perhaps as crazy as having more than two human genders or not knowing what a woman is.
Yeah.
Right. So no one is growing. You know, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Make sure, you know, you're doing your due diligence because, you know, we're in that time where people run to and fro and knowledge has increased. But as Pastor Sanders often says, doesn't mean it's truth. Right. So. I'm really encouraged to know that our brain is connected to God. And remember, we are promised that the Lord would never leave nor forsake us. And, hey, science is confirming that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we are also promised that God's herbs help protect our health, and it pleases God that we use them for the healing of the nations. And it really comes down to really trust, doesn't it? That's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
So I trust God's word to be true because God can't lie. And I personally, I stay away from vaccines. Artificial infections is what they are because I don't trust it. And few people seem to know what's in them. You know, so if you want to know more about medicinal herbs that can help the body heal itself, you can take the word of God where he says herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, and start looking into them. Start educating yourself. Now's the perfect time to do that. There's always going to be an expiration date on an invitation, so you don't want to squander the time. And the time to learn to shoot the gun is before the war, so this would be the time to educate yourself and get prepared, do things you need to do, and let God worry about the rest. That's how you do what you can and let God worry about the rest. So vaccine or no vaccine on controlling thoughts, I just say no. I'll pass on that one. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, it's amazing, too, how the mindset's changed since the 1900s. They wanted the vaccine people to become good, moral, solid individuals.
Right.
Today, that wouldn't fly at all. They went the other way around.
No. Yeah, exactly. So it really does highlight how far we've come. I mean, it's a similar, notion, but, yeah, based morally, it's a flip-flop for sure. Because now conservatism seems to be a threat to the liberal platform. And that's what I'm saying. You know, if they ever decide that, you know, being conservative and, you know, political and otherwise is a threat, then we may have something to worry about then. But I will say I did remember seeing that video. This must have been about a decade or so ago, Pastor Butch. It was a medical conference, and somebody was videotaping it on their phone. And it was scientists describing the brain region that houses certain behaviors and thinkings. And they were talking about a vaccine that could tamp that down a bit, because it was highly connected to Christian beliefs, and they wanted to get rid of Christian beliefs, which was shocking. And I think that's why the person was videotaping it. I don't remember if Bill Gates was involved in that or not. That's a question I've often gotten, but I don't remember seeing him in the video. But vaccines is, you know, an artificial infection. It's not something we naturally would acquire. And I heard that from Chief Virologist Anthony Norris back in the 90s. He used to be the Chief Virologist of the FDA, Pastor Butch. He got fired for exposing the swine flu pandemic as being a hoax. So he was trying to protect people from getting sick with Guillain-Barré, and I'm sure he saved lives. But that was the last year in 76 that you could actually sue a pharmaceutical company for a vaccine injury. So after that, they got Congress to give them a pass, and then we got the vaccine court, which really is not money from pharmaceuticals if you can collect damages. It's really a tax that they tack on to each vaccine that is given that the public pays for, and it's a slush fund, really.
So clear back as far as 76 people coming that were wising up to vaccines and their falsehoods, of course, clear back to these the flu of 1918, they found out that was mostly a hoax. So, you know, we've been duped over and over so many times, and it's just kind of disgusting, but go ahead.
Yeah. So Anthony Norris, he worked at the FDA 10 years. So he had actually told me he had access to all the raw clinical data, which is really imperative on research for vaccines, because now usually raw data is totally destroyed. It's not even seen anymore. So he was telling me vaccines are not what the public thinks they are. Now, I was talking to him because I was a young mother and my son had developed encephalitis from one of his 12-month vaccines. And I knew nothing at that time. And he was telling me that, you know, your immune system really doesn't garnish any kind of immune system assistance from a vaccine. If you get any immunity from it, it's fleeting. And I said, oh, is that why they give booster shots? And he said, no. He said, booster shots are because if they gave you all the serum at one time, it's so toxic it would kill you.
Oh, wow.
That's what I said. I said, no, so why are they giving vaccines then? You know, being so naive at the time. And he says, there's a billion reasons why. And so he was saying it's an artificial infection and it will corrupt you at your genetic weakest link, which means that different people will have different reactions to them. So some people will get neurological disorders. Some people will get MS or cancer. He says, but it's a steady line of patients for the pharmaceutical industry and for the medical establishment. So it's really to keep, you know, them in patience, basically. And if you think about it, it's a brilliant, brilliant, you know, business model. And it's the perfect alibi when they can say, well, it couldn't have been the shot or everybody would have that problem. It's because genetically it will corrupt you in your weakest area. So some people will get Tourette syndrome or autism, or some people will get MS, or some people will, you know, have a delay and get cancer down the road. So it is just astonishing. And when you stop and think about the enormity of this, if Norris is right, and I think he is, the enormity of this is from the pit of hell. This is orchestrated by, I think, Satan.
I agree. I totally agree. So we can say clear back to the smallpox vaccine right on up, this has been somewhat of a hoax.
Well, I've talked to pediatricians and virologists, and they're convinced we didn't really have a lot of these neurological problems until they started combining viral vaccines into one shot. So MMR, DPT in one shot. So diphtheria, tetanus, rubella, mumps, measles, and so forth. When they combined them into shots, this is where you started to get these neurological components coming out in kids. So yeah, they're just kind of playing around and they're burying the evidence so you don't see it. And really, really is driven by something demonic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You better give your address, website and your phone number.
Sure. They can get a free catalog from us at Apothecary Herbs. Our number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
See you, Wendy. Bye-bye. Folks, bear the break. Don't go away. A lot more to talk about.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna.
Alrighty, folks, we are back. I tell you, Wendy Wilson had a topic today that was really interesting. A vaccine to control your thoughts. Wow. But anyway, we're going to bring up the host of the program, the one that actually runs this show. We're going to bring up Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver, folks, and I would urge you again, as always, to give her a call and talk about your future. 800-375-4188. Melody Cederstrom, are you there?
I am here. Thank you.
It's good to have you.
It's good to be here. And I don't run the whole show.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
You all do that.
Hey, but we're just the serfs, that's all.
No. No.
You're the head honcho.
No, I'm not.
You're the patron.
No, I'm not.
No. Okay. All righty. Anyway, do you want to get anything you want to talk about today before we get into all kinds of news?
Well, I'm sure you have some layoffs that you're going to announce.
I do. Since the beginning of the year.
Oh.
We're going to do a quick rundown on that.
Did you see 3M?
I got that too. Yes.
3M? Yes. Yep. Party City? Did you see that one?
I don't know if it's on here or not. Don't see that one.
Yes, Party City shutters stores. The company last week shuttered 9 stores in 5 different states. They're going to start auctioning off the locations later this week. And of course, this is following the announcement that they made back in February where they would close 22 other stores. So those stores all mean employees. In January, they were seeking bankruptcy protection, and but these jobs are still going. So they're still facing. He says the company had said as much as in an earnings report late last year, saying its customers were facing significant inflationary pressures. So even though they had some good sales at Halloween, it still came in lower, at the lower end of the expectations. And so inflation, here's another one that is going to be laying off more people.
That's exciting. Is this so exciting?
No,
you keep hearing
this,
and Biden's talking about he's running again because he wants to keep the country on the right track. And
oh my.
I'm so excited. I mean, this is, gee.
I'll tell you what. His announcement was downright pathetic. There's so much hate coming at, for me, when I saw it, there was so much hate coming out of that. There was nothing that would bring this nation together.
No, no.
It was packed full of lies. All he can run against is MAGA extremists. And when he says that, I just want to smack him. Lightly. I don't want to get in trouble with the FBI. Lightly. It's just, and then they'll show video clips of a speech that he was doing on Tuesday, to where he's yelling at everybody, and you know he's trying to save the democracy from the MAGA extremists, MAGA. It's sad. It truly is sad.
It's disgusting. It's heartbreaking. It's everything all at one time. It's just absolutely absurd. I don't want word to use. Our nation is more divided. It's divided more in the last 20 years than it did in my whole lifetime, I believe. I don't just believe it. I know it. It's been divided more and more on all different areas of life, from morals to races. It's divided more and more every day, Melody. And this is done on purpose. Done on purpose, and we see it happen.
Yeah.
The hate.
And when you
growing.
Have division, the division like that, it's based on hate.
Yes, it is. It is. It truly is. And
you know what's amazing is here you have the liberals who, you know, we fondly have tagged them with the term bleeding heart liberals, but yet they're the ones who every time they say something, I'm so tired of hearing all about this equity, equitable. For equality. That's nothing but hatred, taking something away from somebody else to give it to somebody. That's hatred. There's, you know, that they're so racist. They can't even talk about the moon without bringing in some sort of, the moon's white, so that's got to be, you know, some sort of a racial. I mean, it's amazing, Butch.
It is.
These people are the biggest, you know, the biggest leaders against racism, but yet they're the most racist people on the planet.
Well, we're seeing things again, and I never, if you had told me this 30 years ago, what was going to happen as far as that, all that has happened, although I covered a lot on the radio broadcast over about 30 years ago, that could happen in the future if we didn't turn it, well, it's here, and I still have a hard time accepting it, although I talked about a lot of this. I have a hard time believing it actually happened because the people basically sat back and said and did nothing until it got to this point where we really can change it now. It's just getting worse every day.
But you know what? We really never could change it, could we? Because
well,
if you believe...
We may have done what Barney Fife said, nip it in the bud, but we didn't nip it in the bud.
No, maybe we couldn't. Because if you believe this is more of a spiritual battle, we know how it plays out.
Well,
it's going to get much worse.
Oh, it is. But we know we had our chances, as in the Bible taught. You know, God, people repenting, God turned, changing mind, didn't destroy him. It happened, you know, in different places in the scriptures. I think America would have repented and went back on the right road. As a matter of fact, that's what Dmitry Duman said back in the 80s.
Exactly.
If America repents, it can be turned around. If not, it's finished. And
but
here we
know
sit.
That's not happening. So
no, not
there's
happening.
Only one direction this is going. It's only going to get worse. Gradually, don't know if it's going to be slowly, Doesn't know if it's going to happen overnight, but it's just there's no turning back. And so you want to know who's going to be the president? It'll be a Democrat. It's pretty easy to figure that one out.
Well, I think it's already been chosen, whoever it is, or she.
Well, if you feel that it's going to continue to get worse, that's the only one to choose that would make it worse. I mean, the Republicans will make it worse too, but maybe not as fast.
That's the whole key. Yeah. One going 90, one going 50. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I understand that. I do.
And I know we get listeners that get upset when we say that because they have, 100% faith in Mr. Trump. And you and I don't see things quite the same way, but he can't turn it around.
No. No man
can. Or he would have.
No man can. I mean, there's no, as you heard say before, there are no political solutions to spiritual problems.
No. Right.
It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. No man can save us. No man can save us. Only God can save us. Now, that demands repentance, and I don't see it happening.
No, it's not going to happen.
I don't see it happening. So, but anyway, what I don't want the future hold, Melody, but with all these things just coming together in different areas now, it doesn't look very bright at all. And people that, I've read in the past for the last 10, 12 years or longer, who would talk about the future of a country and financially or other way, are predicting things that I don't want to think about. And actually, they don't even want to write about it, but it doesn't change the truth. I mean, look what's happened since Biden got in office with the COVID. Now, Trump did do a big kick in the COVID when he said, with the warp speed, he backed it also. So I'm not picking on Biden by himself. But look what's happened under Biden's watch, Melody, with the COVID hoax and what did to business, what's done to jobs, what's done to the country, what's done to the world. And I don't understand how anyone, even though he's seen now as Biden is, would have the gall to get up here and tell us how great things are under his leadership. I mean, we're on the verge of World War III, maybe. The economy's collapsing in this country and around the world, but I live in America. And he's telling us how great things are. I mean, I just put off a list. These are some of the companies, some of them, not all of them, folks, that have laid off since January this year. That's been 4 months ago, Melody. That's not been that long ago, has it?
Not at all.
4 months. In January, PayPal laid off 2,000 employees. Dot Dice Meredith, the publisher of the house of well-known brands such as People, Better Homes and Gardens, InStyle, and Travel and Leisure, laid off 7% of staff. IBM announced cuts of 3,900 positions. The Washington Post cut 20 roles in January as part of the move the publisher freed around at the end of December. Amazon CEO said they announced in a blog that the company will slash more than 18,000 jobs globally. Alphabet, Google parent Alphabet, estimated 12,000 job cuts. Microsoft, the tech behemoth, said that January will have 10,000 employees. Vox Media laid off 7% of its staff. BlackRock, believe it or not, said it's going to cut off at least 500 jobs, about 3% of the workforce. Goldman Sachs laid off 3,200 workers. Coinbase laid off 950 people, 20% of the workforce. Stitch Fix, the online personalized subscription clothing retailer, said it planned to lay off 20% of its staff. Salesforce said it would be cut about 10% of its workforce from more than 70,000 employees. That's just in January, okay? That's January. In February, KPMG, consulting giant KPMG, announced an internal memo that it would cut almost 2% of its U.S. workforce. Ericsson, the telecom company Ericsson, cut 8,500 jobs. National Public Radio said it would lay off 10% of its staff. News Corp said it would cut 5% of its workforce. Yahoo announced February that it would cut 20% of its total workforce. Zoom said it will lay off about 1,300 employees. Dell said it would lay off roughly 5%. Rivian, EV maker Rivian Automotive, laid off 6%. BGG, the digital media conglomerate, BDG, which houses brands such as Elite Daily and Bustle, slashed its workforce by 8%. Now, that's in February. Now, in March, Meta, of course, you know that was Facebook, laid off 10,000. Disney laid off around 7,000. ABC was also affected by the cuts from Disney. Accenture, professional services company plans to slice 19,000 jobs. Again, Amazon went back to lay off some more in March. Indeed, job listing website Indeed.com announced cuts approximately 2,200 employees. SiriusXM, satellite radio giant SiriusXM, laid off 475 people, about 8% of its workforce. In April, you just mentioned 3M, about 6,000 laid off. Whole Foods, about 1,200 laid off. BuzzFeed, 15% of its workforce gone. David's Bridal is laying off thousands of workers nationwide, according to notice filed to the Pennsylvania Department of Labor. That's about 9,236 jobs across the country. Walmart laying off more than 2,000 workers at 5 U.S. warehouses. McDonald's introduced corporate employees to work from home in early April in anticipation of layoffs, according to a report from the Wall Street Journal. Bed Bath & Beyond, of course, declared bankruptcy. We know that. So all these are just jobs I mentioned that started in January. So we're seeing first-time claims for unemployment benefits rose 245,000 for the week ended April 15th, above expectations of 240,000, according to data released Thursday by the Department of Labor. March's shift in momentum indicates that that could be changing. But around 89,073 layoffs were announced in March, a 50% gain from February. So, folks, it's not looking good. I don't care what they say on either side of the aisle. It's not looking good. I just read you, 2 dozen or so, or 18 different companies laying off people right now. There are companies that we never thought would do that. Companies like Walmart, huge McDonald's. I mean, come on, 3M laying off people because they simply don't have the funds to continue. And I think one of the reasons we're going to discuss some in is because of the credit crunch. Borrowing money will get harder and harder, folks. If you think commerce slowed down now, wait till the banks quit lending, and it's going to happen. All heck's going to break loose then. Melody, anything you want to add to that?
Well, I mean, this is part of it. What they're experiencing is, you know, they're already lending has slowed down, you know. And I just wanted to make a comment about Microsoft. I don't know about all the other tech companies, but I do know pretty sure that a lot of those layoffs with Microsoft is all due to they're focusing on AI. They're gearing up to go into that avenue. And so if you can't be helpful in the AI area, you're going to get whacked. But just thought that was kind of interesting.
Well, we're seeing so many things come together here in so many different directions. It's impossible to follow all of it. At least it is in my mind. I'm not that sharp an individual mentally to understand everything at once, but I'm seeing so many different directions. It's kind of like being attacked on a 360 circle, and you can't turn around fast enough to see them all. They're hitting that fast in different directions. In so many different areas, folks, so many different areas. I mean, we could go on for hours and just discussing things that's happened. Our food supply has been cut off. Factories are burning down, blowing up. And, I mean, cattle dying by 18,000, 20 cattle. I mean, all these things are affecting us. And it's not just here in Australia. They're killing off the honeybees. Why would they kill off the honeybees? That's how food is pollinated. Melly, this is a organized move to bring the people of the world to their knees. And America is going to be, we're going to be shocked because we have never seen anything like this in our lifetime. I grew up in what I consider, I didn't know at the time, but a rather poor family. But we always raised enough food and had enough food to eat and a place to sleep. That's going to change. Already has. That's why people are buying campers, living in tents. That's why they're moving out of their home. They can't afford to rent any longer. This is not a good thing. Cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles and other places that once were show cities are now nothing but dens of crime and drug addiction and homeless people. People are afraid to walk down the streets. Businesses can't open up because homeless people are camping on the doorsteps, defecating in the streets right in front of the stores. I mean, and the store's shutting down because they're being robbed blind. They can't make a profit. They have to hire guards to protect your stores and employees. Melody, that is not a good sign for a society, is it?
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. So
I don't know how else we can say that except plain up that we just said it. But go ahead.
Oh, no. Well, go ahead. We're heading into a break, so don't have a lot of time to add anything if I wanted to. But other than, we'll be right back right after these few messages. So please stay with us.
To make your stand, take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. It's such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And during the break, we were doing a little testing of AI. And it really is fascinating. But it's not allowing me to... It asked me about 30 times if I was human.
Well, you told the truth. You said no, right?
Yeah. I'm one of you.
Oh, gracious. Anyway, I'll let you kick it off. I know you got more things you want to share, then I'll get back on some more news.
No, I think we should go right into the news.
All right. This thing, this article is it's interesting, and I think we're going to see this coming to fruition now. Not next week, not next 10 years. Now we're going to see this coming about over the next month or two. The credit crunch is going to be one of the biggest stories of the next 6 months. Right now, financial institutions all over America are getting really tight with their money. That means that less credit will be available for consumers and businesses and that will mean less economic activity in the months ahead. When economic activity slows down, more businesses fail, more layoffs happen, and more consumers start defaulting on their debts. Of course, if economic conditions steadily deteriorate, it will cause financial institutions to get even more stingy with their money. It appears that a vicious cycle has now started. I believe that this will be one of the biggest stories of the next 6 months. Earlier today, I was quite alarmed to read that the top economist at Citibank is now publicly warning about the possibility of a substantial credit crunch in months ahead. Citi's chief economist Nathan Sheets said the U.S. may be headed for a credit crunch and a recession in the coming months, citing the Federal Reserve monetary tightening and ongoing fallout from bank turmoil. So how soon will it be before things will start getting really bad? According to Sheets, the credit crunch could unfold in the coming months and quarters. We moved from what I've called the acute phase of the bank stresses, where it's about bank runs and uncertainties about institutions failing, the firm's top global economist said. This is where banks are thinking about their balance sheets and asking themselves, well, can we continue to extend credit in the same way as we have over the last several years? Sheets added, and as a result of that process, we believe that there could be a credit crunch in the economy. That's something that will unfold in the coming months and quarters, and could indeed make that recession that we've been expecting somewhat longer than we would otherwise, and somewhat deeper. Without a doubt, it's going to take some time for this crisis to fully play out, but we continue to get more evidence that the credit crunch has already begun. Zero Ahead just posted an article entitled "We Scrambled" and spoke with well over 100 banks. Not one will provide financing. Repeat that. Zero Hedge just posted an article entitled "We Scrambled and Spoke with Well Over 100 Banks. Not one will provide financing." And I was astounded to read that more than 100 banks have refused to finance a developer project. If you go to 100 different banks, you would think that at least one would be willing to take a risk. But this just shows how much the environment has changed. And as the environment has shifted, the economic numbers just keep getting worse. In fact, one CEO is calling the latest economic data brutally bad. And I can see that happening. It's already happening. Banks are not loaning money like they did even for car loans or other things. It just isn't happening. Interest rates are going up and people can't afford to trade. I know from one of my sons who works in the car business, people can no longer get credit. Either the credit's too bad or the banks just don't want to loan the money to them. It's happening right now, Mel. It's already started. It's already started. Any comments on that?
Well, you know, maybe the auto dealers will do what the mortgage people did.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for people who don't have good credit scores or enough down payment, they'll adjust the fees and everything like that. So it's easier for them to get into a car just like it is for a home, and make it a little more difficult for those who have worked hard all their lives and they've saved and they always tried to better themselves, and they worked hard to make sure their credit scores were strong, and now they're being penalized. It's kind of like the Chinese system, though, too, isn't it? They only want the ones that are do good by the government standards, not by what you do on your own, because then you have the ability to go against the government. You're a free thinker. You have, that independence. You have the ability to, you know, do some critical thinking. But they'd rather have everybody just make sure you have that good social standing on our terms. It's disgusting.
And if they get their way with the digital currencies, that'll be multiplied 100-fold at least. Yeah, it's not looking good. Hard data that confidence in the dollar is cracking. It's becoming increasingly clear that the world is losing faith in the United States dollar and rapidly turning to alternatives, and that's a huge deal for the United States. For nearly 8 decades, U.S. economy and U.S. government have enjoyed the unparalleled benefits of the dollar being the world reserve currency. This means that nearly every government, central bank, commercial bank, and large corporation in the world holds at least some U.S. dollars. Foreign companies use the dollar to trade with one another. Foreign governments and corporations often issue bonds in U.S. dollars. Most of the world's major commodities, including oil, are priced and traded in U.S. dollars. The dollar's dominance is so ridiculous that even when Airbus, the European aircraft manufacturer, sells jets to Air France, that transaction is settled in U.S. dollars. This has been an enormous benefit to the United States. Every other country in the world that engages in international trade and commerce has to hold U.S. dollars, which means that foreign institutions end up parking vast sums of money in the U.S. financial system. Now, folks, let that sink in a minute. By doing this, we funded our country for 80 years. The money creates additional capital that gets put to work to grow the U.S. economy. Think about that again. Rather than invest their own money to grow their own economies, foreign governments and institutions are essentially forced to invest a big part of their savings for the exclusive benefit of the U.S. economy simply because they need access to the world's reserve currency. You know, folks, in a sense, that's not fair, but it sure benefits us. A lot of that money ends up in the hands of the U.S. federal government. In fact, foreigners own roughly $7.5 trillion of U.S. government bonds, which has been an absurdly good benefit for the Treasury Department. Whenever the federal government has come up with some stupid, expensive idea, like paying people to stay home and not to work, foreigners have always helped pay for it by buying more U.S. bonds, again, simply because they need to own U.S. dollars. Belly, I can see why the people get a bit frustrated, can't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, you've said many times, we've sold our debt all over the world for, 8 decades now, according to this, since World War II, basically. And people are getting tired of it. And if this would come to an end, that would cut our ability to pay our debts at least by half overnight, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, I don't know, but, you know, we're certainly going to see, the impacts would be something that I don't think most people can appreciate, the devastating. I mean, you talk about a catastrophic events. That is one.
That is one. And the idea of the dollar being the world currency, that was a good idea for the U.S., but it didn't benefit a whole lot of the countries in different ways. And they're getting tired of it now. Our dollar's worth nothing, and they know it.
We're kind of losing you there, Butch, so your connection isn't the best.
How about now? Is it any better?
No, there's a little static there, but it was certainly better than what it was 2 seconds ago.
I have no idea. I don't know what happened. Yeah. Just live radio.
It's got to be Skype.
Well, I'm not on Skype, though. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. Must be
not
Todd.
Not on
then.
Skype. It has to be. It's Todd. That's who it is. It's Todd. It's in his equipment. That's what it is. It's Todd. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know, you're talking about a currency, and, well, the Chinese yuan became the most widely used currency for cross-border transactions in China in March. That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
Overtaking the dollar for the first time.
Bob Chapman told us many years ago to watch China, did he not?
Yeah.
He did.
Well, we knew we were watching out China when those factories started going up and we started buying all those trinkets when we exported our inflation and they started building up their military. And, you just saw it happen and everybody was so giddy about, first we were all giddy about buying all these trinkets and so forth. Nobody saw it happening. But it's been going on for a very long time.
What would happen if China would put a sanction on the U.S.? What would happen? Think about that.
You know, people thought that we'd have a problem with, items coming into this country during COVID. It'd be, a million times worse than that. But, they got so many things on their shelf. You know, we talk a lot about nuclear war. I'm not even sure it would be nuclear war anymore. I mean, they're holding our debt. All they have to do is get rid of it. They hold our pharmaceuticals.
Yes, they do.
That come into this country.
They do. Yes, they do.
You know, how much food do we import? And a lot of nations that we import this food from, they're buddies with China. You know, look at South America. You know, look at those nations down there. Venezuela has oil. I mean, so all those that have so much over the U.S., they are now beholden to China, not the United States. Who do we have? We have Europe. Well, who else do we have other than Europe?
That's about it. That's about it. China had become the financial and economic motivator of the world. You know that.
Yeah.
That's what's happened.
I mean, we don't have anybody on our few. You got probably countries that, you know, look at Africa. We're trying to get our foot in there, but we're a day late and a dollar short. China's in there now. Well, taking off up all of those minerals for EV batteries. Oh, China's, I'm sorry. Although Michigan is allowing China to build an electric battery factory in Michigan.
And on the other hand, though, ban on Chinese citizens, others owning property in Texas gets initial approval in the Senate. Texas says we're not going to let Chinese citizens and other nations, other people from Iran and North Korea and Russia and other places buying up large swaths of lands in Texas any longer. So in that direction, some things are looking better, maybe perhaps in Texas. But on the other hand, China is building military bases and taking over many nations in South America also, which is right on our doorstep, so to speak. So, folks, this is not looking well for us. It really isn't. It truly, truly isn't.
And it might not happen tomorrow. And many people will say, well, I ain't going to be here when that stuff happens. Great way to leave your children.
I was going to say,
maybe there's not a whole lot you can do. Maybe there's not a whole lot you can do, but you could start educating them.
If nothing else, leave them a box of store with food, something they at least eat, for goodness sake. We got time for one more thing here. I got to hit this real quick. GOP, you know, they hit what they think may be an agreement on the debt ceiling. You know that, right?
Just the GOP.
Yeah, just GOP.
Not the Democrats.
But this one wants the GOP spending cuts protect Biden's migration slush fund. Now, let that sink in a second. They're cutting back, and everything supposedly they're going to try to save $1 billion in the next few years. But they didn't do a thing to Biden's slush fund for illegal aliens. They didn't touch it. But they did. They tried to do other places. Now, why would they skip over a slush fund to fund that we're paying to undercut our own country? Why would the so-called conservative GOP allow that to continue? Why not cut that above everything else?
Because that would give the Democrats, oh my gosh, they're cutting the food. They're taking the food away from the poor people. And they're cutting in those babies. I mean, it's just so. That's why.
It's pathetic. It's pathetic. But the ones we think are going to save the country, the Republicans are going to turn this thing around. Well, they haven't in my lifetime, and I've been here a couple of years. I've heard it ever since Newt Gingrich. We're going to clean house and change this country. They did. Kept right on down the same road. Maybe a slower speed, like I said before. Maybe a little slower speed. But down the same road every time. So this has been a political game. This has been a magician's trick been playing for many years, Melody, and it ain't going to change tomorrow.
No.
You go ahead.
No, I mean, I agree 100%. And I think people know it too, but I don't know what people, what are they going to do?
Prepare.
You
got
to start local.
Prepare.
Where you really
prepare.
Start is local. That's where
yes.
You really make the changes. But anyway, I think we're out of time. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us today, and we'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.